The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 53 new COVID-19 cases and 2 deaths in its first update since Friday, published September 20. 2 Barrie women between 45 and 64 years old have died after contracting COVID-19. One of the women died on September 17 and the other died on September 15. Included in the new cases are 39 unvaccinated individuals, 6 partially vaccinated people, and 8 fully vaccinated people. There are 2 school outbreaks in the region, one declared at Fieldcrest Elementary School in Bradford. There are 2 cases at the school. The other is at Alliston Union Public School. There are 4 cases and impacted cohorts have been excluded. The schools are still open, but the impacted cohorts have been instructed to self-isolate. The health unit declares a school outbreak where there is evidence of person-to-person transmission of COVID-19 at the school. The new cases reported today are as follows: Collingwood, 5, 2 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission and the other 3 are still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 3, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is still under investigation and the other 2 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link. Springwater, 1, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is still under investigation. Barrie, 11, 3 youth under 18 years old, 5 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 2 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and 9 cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 3, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old. 2 cases are still under investigation and 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Bradford, 5, 2 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission, 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other 3 cases are still under investigation. Orillia, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Remara, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is still under investigation. Tiny, 1, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is linked to close contact. Tay, 2, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other is still under investigation. Midland, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is linked to close contact. Severn, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is still under investigation. Isa, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 8, 1 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 3 people between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission and the other 6 are still under investigation. Muskoka District, 8, 4 cases in Huntsville, 1 case in Bracebridge, 1 case in Gravenhurst, and 2 in Muskoka Lakes. There are currently 232 active cases in the region. 11 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,351 cases of COVID-19 with 12,860 of those cases recovered and 259 cases ending in death. The health unit has confirmed 5,864 of the region's cases were variant strains. There are 159 lab-confirmed variant cases still active. The variant case breakdown includes 4,007 alpha cases, 168 gamma cases, 34 beta cases, 994 delta cases, and 661 cases have screened positive and are awaiting further testing. According to the health unit, 77% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe-Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and 84% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Approximately 26% of the total population of Simcoe-Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 67.6% is fully vaccinated. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe-Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe-Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on September 20. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 220,214 the 2nd of September 14 1,856 61.6% Barry 4,397 4 221,124 the 2nd of September 19 2,866 77% Bradford WG 2,186 2,118 38 the 1st of September 18 5,874.4% Clearview 144,138 5 September 16th 958 70.9% Collingwood 265,254 the 3rd of September 18 1,074 86.4% ESA 544,524 4 the 2nd of September 19 2,257 79.1% Innisfil 1,312 1,273 18 the 1st of September 19 3,182 70.8% Midland 215,203 the 6th of September 17 1,174 81.1% New Tecumseth 1,606 1,555 18 the 2nd of September 19 3,793 73.9% Orillia 354,338 the 8th of September 18 1,047 83.9% Oro Medant 244,232 the 5th of September 15 1046 88.9% Penetanguishene 207,197 the 8th of September 14 2148 84.2% Remara 120,114 the 1st of September 11 1138 65.4% Severn 94.89 3 September 18th 627 60.5% Springwater 308,301 2 the 1st of September 17 1437 84.5% Tay 128,123 the 2nd of September 18 1141 83.8% Tiny 140,135 the 2nd of September 17 1043 72.2% Wasaga Beach 304,200 95 the 2nd of September 17 1282 79.5% tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.